everyone, it's Joe. And I thought, while the house is quiet, Jodie's still at school and Rob's just nipped to the shop, Bonnie and I would do a walkthrough for anyone who's interested. So I've only got 10 minute booze, so hopefully I won't have to go on to two, because that bit's really boring for you all. Okay, so I'm stood with my back to the front door, so if I walk forward a couple of paces, there's a double radiator on the right hand wall. The hall isn't massively wide, but it's adequate. And opposite the radiator is the downstairs toilet door. All this is laminate flooring, and it's just a small toilet, little sink, window behind the toilet, which I'm going to put a blue voile curtain across just to brighten it up and make it seem a bit more homely, and my Andrex puppy ornament. So I take another couple of paces forward, and the kitchen door is on the right. Again, it's laminate floor. Quite a biggish kitchen, really. I mean, it's not huge, but it's plenty of space. No room for a dining table, plenty of work surfaces and cupboards at floor level. There's only one double cupboard high up, but the sort of floor level ones make up for it. This faces out onto the front. The window is above the sink, facing out to the front. And at the moment, it's lovely and sunny, because the front door is actually warm. Okay, so I'm going back out of here. And opposite the kitchen door is the walk-in cupboard, which is brilliant space. It must be about, I think Rob said it's something like 6 foot by 3 foot or thereabouts. And there's coat hooks in there. And there's room, that's where sort of dog food and cat litter and all of that will go. And lots of useful space, really. It's absolutely full of bags of cuddly toys yet. So going upstairs, which is six stairs. No full flights of stairs in this house. So a couple of paces forward and I'm in the lounge doorway. This sounds different again. It's quite a big room. Opposite me is the window wall. There's two windows with a radiator between them, and the door on the right hand end of the wall out into the back garden, which is part flagged, part decking, which is great, very low maintenance. So this, it's a sort of L shape, but it's not. It's the L of it, I'm just stepping into it now, is only about, I don't know, maybe 3-4 foot deep. The fish tank's there on a table at the moment. If I've got my back to the door of the lounge, on the right-hand wall is the settee and chair at the moment. On the left-hand wall is the TV stereo and a bookcase, but that, you know, could be changed. And there's loads of boxes, bags, pictures propped up against the walls because the carpets aren't being fitted until Friday. So it's a kind of just a case of leaving everything until that's done, and then we can start putting things away. So I'm back out of the lounge, and I'm on the first landing, and just taking a couple of paces, and then round, excuse me, up to the second flight of stairs, which is seven. And opposite me is wall. It sounds different because the bathroom door is closed, and for anyone who knows me, I'm not about to open it because there's a buzzy in the bathroom. Thank God for two toilets. Because I have no idea whether it's a fly or a wasp. You're going to tell me that you don't get wasps at this time of year, but I'm not risking it. Anyway, the bathroom is, it's not huge, but it's a white bathroom suite, and it's adequate. Bath, toilet, wash and basin. We need to put a shower in there at some point, but it's fine. At right angles to the bathroom door is our bedroom door. This is the smaller of the two rooms. This sounds different again because it's got quite thick, heavy curtains at the window, so that's making it quite cosy in here. I forgot that the lounge faces the back, and this, our bedroom, faces the front because it's kind of on top of the kitchen, because it's built on a hill, so it's kind of stepped, I suppose. This room, quite narrow. It's about maybe 8-8.5 foot, but it's about 13-13.5 foot long. So it's fine for us because, you know, we only have bedroom furniture. So I'm back out of the bedroom, and I'm at the third flight of stairs, which is six again because there's 19 stairs in total. And I'm on another landing, and straight in front of me, a couple of paces, is Jodie's bedroom, which is exactly the same as the lounge. It's a kind of L shape, which she's got two windows and a radiator, but this time the radiator's underneath her right hand window rather than in between them. And obviously she doesn't have a door, otherwise she'd be walking out into midair. But this is brilliant space for Jodie. Rob's been busy. This room is done. She's got two walls in blue, a pale blue, and two walls in white. And above her bed is, in calligraphy, is white writing saying sweet dreams. No, Rob didn't do that. He probably could have done, actually, but it was a transfer that we found. But yeah, so once the carpet's down, this is Jody's room is going to be great. He's nearly finished painting the lounge, actually. That's, we've got a feature wall in sort of terracotta. I'm back on the landing, you can hear the difference. But as you come out of Jody's room, if I've got my back to the stairs facing Jody's room on the left-hand side, it's just brilliant. I know, yeah, it's an airing cupboard. And you're thinking, what's brilliant about an airing cupboard, Jo? But it's got three big shelves, and underneath the bottom shelf is a hanging rail. So Jodie's using that as a wardrobe, because we had to leave all the wardrobes. They had to be dumped because they were just falling to bits, really. So Jodie has her own wardrobe outside her bedroom, and because this floor is basically Jodie's, it's just brilliant space. So I'll close that up. So that's it, really. That's our little abode. And Bonnie likes it. Our Sophie cat, the older cat, well, she's coming up six. She's perfectly happy. Mitzi is a little bit more unsure. But it's all coming together. Once the carpet's down, we'll be able to sort it out a lot better and start getting things on shelves and bookcases. And there's curtains to be hung in the lounge yet, because Rob is finishing painting that. So there's a feature wall in terracotta, not a very orangey colour, it's more of a neutral. And then the other walls are being done in a very sort of ever so slightly off-white, but it's not a cream. It's very, very subtle, but it just warms it up a bit. And the rest of the house is going to be in white so far. But yeah, he's been glossing. He's just glossed all the skirting boards going up the stairs and all the landings. So that's all done. So he's to finish the lounge, and then it's an out, and he's just do the gloss in our bedroom, and then we'll be ready for the carpets going down, because like the emulsioning you can do with carpets down, but glossing obviously a bit more tricky. So yeah, it's all coming together. Really, really pleased with it. I'm just on my way back downstairs, and this is probably going to cut me off. I've no idea how long I've taken to do that little tour, but we're all really pleased with it. Joe should be home from school fairly soon. We're living quite near a couple of her friends. Here comes Bon. Come on, Bon. So she's got friends to watch school with, which is great. So yeah, but we moved in on exactly the same day as Wendy Naughty Tart. So we both had all the stresses. So we were kind of back into hey telly and everything to each other, and kind of say, oh, where, what are you up to? Have you got this? Have you got that? And yeah, it's been nice actually to have somebody who's going through the same thing, really. And we've been really lucky with friends helping out and stuff. And the removal guys were great, very, very cheap, really, really reasonable. It only cost us 80 quid. Obviously, we had to find our own boxes and stuff. They didn't supply that, but 80 quid, I mean, you just can't grumble, can you? So that was fantastic. So yeah, it's all coming together nicely. Gas central heating, I can't stop raving about the combi and the gas central heating, because it's just lovely. It's just really nice. Anyway, I hope everybody's doing okay, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.